So, you finally decided to sell? Whatever reason brought you to this point, it might be safe to assume that you want to sell your home fast and well-priced. But here is a quick reality check. When a person decides to buy a property in a certain area, they are often spoilt for choice. This, unfortunately, leads many sellers to dramatically drop their original asking price, especially after being on the market for months. If you feel that your home is fairly priced and you don't really want to accept lower offers, there is a way to support that goal. Showcase the place to the best of your ability. Let's talk about those renovations. When someone decides to sell, the first thing they probably feel concerned about is renovations. What should be fixed? How much will this end up costing? Remember, there is no law that makes renovations mandatory, but think about the things that might repel buyers: that missing window, the peeling front door, the water damage around a water leak on the ceiling. Fixing such things can increase the chances of a sale. A real estate agent can also provide renovation advice based on your own unique situation. Keep in mind that many sellers create a budget to repair their new home, usually by negotiating via mortgage brokers to get a loan that covers such expenses. Showcase the inside of the house. Buyers want to step into a home that looks ready to use. Almost like a show floor display where everything is neat, everything has a place, and the surrounding areas are aesthetically pleasing to the eye. You can achieve good results by covering the basics of each room. The kitchen. Aim for a look that is minimalist, functional, and clean. Make sure all the surfaces are clean and that the kitchen doesn't smell of last night's cooking. Most importantly, don't leave unwashed plates or foodstuff in the sink. Throw the garbage out before a buyer is scheduled to arrive. The bathroom. This room should also be neat and clean, with a special focus on the shower or bath, toilet, tiles, and sink. Display fresh towels and soap, and remove all the clutter from the counter. All mirrors also need to be cleaned. The living areas. These include bedrooms, the living room, and the dining room. Get rid of clutter and clean the floors to look as new and neat as possible. Arrange furniture to complement the room's space and convey a feeling of comfort and warmth. Clean cobwebs and dust from all surfaces, doors, windows, and blinds. You can also add extras like minimalist flower or fruit arrangements or a very subtle air freshener. The garage. This part of the home is notorious for clutter, dirt, and chaos. Don't overlook the importance of an immaculate garage, as it sends a message to buyers that the property is well maintained. First impressions matter. How to prepare the outside? The first thing a potential buyer sees is the outside features of the property. The fence or wall, the garden, and the home's exterior. Make sure that the lawn is trimmed and that flower beds and pathways appear manicured. Fixing problems with a broken wall or fence might be an unwanted expense, but it can prevent a sale if the buyer isn't willing to fix the perimeter themselves. The outside of the house is also important. Wash the exterior of the windows, clean the gutters, and remove any dirt from the home's plaster or brick facing. Make sure the windowsills, patio, and steps leading to the door are also clean. It is essential to remove all children's toys, garden equipment, and junk from the garden. Remove piles of wood and clear overgrown corners, and if you have a dog, make sure to pick up their bathroom moments before the buyer arrives. At the end of the day, your home can look truly inviting to buyers by simply keeping it clean and uncluttered while it's on the market. This might seem like a lot of effort, but a home that looks good, inside and out, stands a higher chance of selling at the original asking price.